The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shavuot Daf Chaf Tzit. Today's topic being studied in the Mishnah of Rambam Esther, the Yahu ben Allegra, Ruach Adonai Tenicham Ben Adin, Amen. Begin today's topic on Chaf Chet Amud Bet, and we are starting from Eifa. Eifa is correct. First word on the line is Eifa. Couple lines above the Tosafot Shavuah. Efa Tani Shavuot Beraba. Efa studied Masechet Shavuot in the Yeshiva of Rabbah. Efa is a rabbi. Pagabe Abimi Ahu. So he met his brother Abimi. Amarle, so Abimi tells Efa, Shavuah Shelo Achalti, Shavuah Shelo Achalti, Mahu. Guy makes a double Shavuah. I swear I'm not going to eat this item. I swear I'm not going to eat this item. He ate the item. How many Shavuot is he Hayab on?
One item?
He made the same Shavuot twice. I'm not going to eat this item. I'm not going to eat this item. And he ate the item.
That's a question.
Mahu. How many Korbanot does he have to bring? Amar le, enu Hayab ela hat. We have the general rule. Ein Shavuot hal al Shavuot. Once you made the Shavuot the first time, it's a suit already. So he didn't add anything the second time. So what's the she'elah? It's a suit. So Abimi tells him, Ishtabasht. Made a mistake. The way he learned is all shibush. It's all mistaken. Hare yetz'ah shibu'ah l'shekin. Says, the second that he said the first shibu'ah, what was the shibu'ah? Shibu'ah shelo achalti, exactly. The second he made the first Shavuot is in past tense. Immediately it's Shavuot Sheker. He lies on the spot because he ate already. Shavuot Shelo Achalti, the second it came out of his mouth, he transgressed. And therefore, the second Shavuot, he did it again. That which we said, you're not over twice on future. Shavuot Shelo Ochal. Okay, so it says Sur already on me. So when I make the second Shavuot, it doesn't hal. Mistaken when I make a Shavuot on the fast, I say Shavuot, Shelo Achat, and Yay. So you're bingo right over there, ready, you Ovid. So the second Shavuot, you can be Ovid again. That was a trick, the question that he told them. So he says, let's just catch up in the Rashi. If we have over here, Rashi. Eno Chayav Ela Achat. Ta'alomar shizu shivu'ah al shivu'ah. Right, he made a mistake, Efa, to think that this was a case of shivu'ah al shivu'ah, a swear on a swear. So he told him, Hare yatz'ah shivu'ah al shekin. Mishinishba'ah harishona yatz'ah al shekin mipi malchala. Then it's over. Mashiniya shivu'ah acheret il atzma. Ve'enechal lepotro b'shivu'ah l'shi'avad. Mishum en shivu'ah chala shivu'ah, ila b'shivu'ah lehabah. Only on a future type of Shavuah, Shechozer ve'osir levet ta'asur. He's remaking his Shavuah to the ta'asur already. David and Nishmali came into mitzvah. Right, then it's Nishmali came into mitzvah. Because once you make the ta'asur to you, it's a mitzvah for you not to eat this item. So you're making the Shavuah on the mitzvah. That's why the second Shavuah is not hal. But that's on something that's future. This is past tense. That's the first story. Now the Gemara tells another story. Now it says,
lecture mode on.
Shivu'ah shelo ochal tesha ve'esir. The guy made a shivu'ah, I swear I'm not going to eat 9 figs. And then he made a shivu'ah and he said I'm not going to eat 10 figs. Mao. So how many is going to be hayab? Then he ate 10. How much shivu'ot is he going to be hayab on? So wow. So Efa tells him, hayab kol achat ve'achat. So I have 2 Shavuot. Because the first Shavuot he only was Osir 9. And the second Shavuot he added another one, which is 10. So the Chaurah, the second Shavuot had place to be Hal. He added more. So the Chaurah, he should be Hayav on 2. The first Shavuot he only was Osir 9, seemingly, right? The second Shavuot he was Osir 10. So he should be Hayav 2. Guess what he told him? Amar Le Ishtabasht. You made a shibush. You're wrong on that one also. Why? He says, "Itesha lo achil, eser lo achil," which means if he's not going to eat 9, so he's not going to eat 10 already. So therefore, when he made the shivua of 9, The Shavua of 9 includes not eating 10. Because in the first Shavua, he said, I'm making a Shavua not to eat 9. So he'll never get to 10. So 10 already is included in his first Shavua, because already he's stopping himself at eating 9. So when he says in the second Shavua, I swear I'm not going to eat 10, 10 already was included in the first Shavua. He couldn't eat 10 in the first Shavua. He'll never get to 10. So that was a sutim already from the first Shavua. I understand Avinis pshat, but what was Eifa thinking? The Chaura, the rule is on a Shavua that only if you're adding something in the second Shavua. He didn't add something in the second Shavua that wasn't included in the first Shavua. When you are setting yourself on 9, certainly you'll set yourself on 10. You'll never get to 10.
He's adding the 10th.
But the 10 already was assumed when he was setting himself up to 9. You won't get to 10. So what was he being Muslim? Once he gets 9, he's over it already. So what's the 10? So the Rebbe Rashi here first, the Rashi. Shelo ochal tesha ve'aisa. Shne shivuot hayu. Shivuot shelo ochal tesha tenim. Ve'azor ha'mashivuot shelo ochal eser tenim. Ve'achal eser tenim be'ale mechat. Now, ta'al omar. He made a mistake. She'en ha'shivuot ha'charona be'chlal shivuot ha'ishona. He thought that the second shivuot is not included in the first one. That was Eifa's mistake. Ve'en tu shivuot ha'la shivuot. Ishtabash. The shivuot al shivuot. She'nishba shelo yochal tesha. Until he eats 9, lo atel lechlal esed. He's never going to get to 10. So by making the first Shavua, he already is not going to eat that the 10th one. So by saying 10, he didn't add any extra one. Enu chayav ela hat. Okay. Now what's his mistake? So he says like this. Let's see. We can learn Eifa's mistake. He says, "Mekevan sheminyan esed gadol metesha, 10 is greater than 9." Savar Eifa sheshavua shnei chala al kol ha'esed shenishba alehem b'charona. He said he's adding one. Now, not only the 9, but you're adding an extra one. The savar shachala shavua al teena asirit shenishba b'shavuato. Right now, already added an extra teena into the mix. Umemir chala gam al kol ha'tesha. And therefore, when you said 10, now it's hatchal on all the 9 previous. But the rabbi was saying back then, doesn't matter. Once already you said 9 is already included in 10. You'll never get to 10 just by the shivuah of the 9. And he asked him a third question. Shivuah shelo ochal eser v'tesha. The reverse case. I swear I'm not going to eat 10. And then he said, I swear I'm not going to eat 9. Mahu. I have 2 shivuot or 1. So he says, Enu hayav ela ahat. He told them, you only hayav 1. What's his logic? Because first he made esed. So once he made esed already, that's all of them you all said on yourself. And then he came along and said 9. So it was included in the first one, seemingly. I have to see exactly what that means. Amale ishtabash. You made a mistake on that also. Eseru delo achil. Hatesha mi achil. That's where I understand the answer. When you made the Shavua on 10, 10 already allows you to eat 9. You can go up to 9. So therefore, you're going to be high of 2 Shavuot. Because the first Shavua was already at 10. The second Shavua limited you. Now you're not allowed to eat 9. So it's Mosif on the second Shavua. It's not a repeat Shavua. So therefore, Avimi's answer is, you made a mistake. You're going to be hayav 2 in that case. But the question, what was Eifa thinking? Let's read Rashi. Enu hayav ela hata'a lomar shishwa tesha bechal ha'esed. Vishish bechal ha'esed tesha. His mistake was 10, then 9. 9 is included in 10. That's what it's a repeat. Ha'tesha mi ha'achir, v'lo nasu alav tesha b'nishwara, v'chir tesha b'chayev b'shu shivwa ha'charonon. Right. When the guy eats 9, according to the answer, when you eat 9, you'll be hayav for the second shivwa already. And then when you eat the 10th one, I have for the first one. It's 2 different shavuot. Again, we have to give the benefit of the doubt to Eifa. So what was he thinking? Why should it be Hayav 1? So the Mefarshim say over here, Ulai Savar Eifa Shemikoa HaShavua Shelo Lechol Eser Asuna Lechol Gam Pachot Me'eser Mishum Isur Hatzi Shi'ur. We have a law that says Hatzi Shi'ur Asur also. So whenever when you said 10, you can't get anything close to 10. So 9 is included as well. Like someone has said, Hasi Shiur Nasum. Okay, you have to say something to that effect. Amar Abaye, Zimnin de Mashka Hatla Leha de Aifa. Which means sometimes you'll have a case where Aifa is right. Where you said 10 and then you said 9, and you'll be Hayav 1. Aifa's case, even though Aifa didn't say this, Aifa said when you say 10, then you say 9, you only hayav 1. But for us that argue on Aifa, he has a case in the following scenario. Kedemor. Kedemor is like Rabba, they used to call Rabba the Mor, the master. The Amar Rabba, Shivu'a Shelo Ochal Te'inim Ba'anabim. Guy said, I'm not going to eat what? Figs and pomegranates. Or Anabim is grapes. The Hazar Ba'amar Shivu'a Shelo Ochal Te'inim. And then he came along and said, I'm not going to eat te'enim, even alone. Now the second Shavua is mosif on the first Shavua. How? Because the first Shavua, it's only by both, te'enim ba'anavim. So until he eats te'enim ba'anavim, he's not going to be hayab. If he eats te'enim alone, according to the first Shavua, it's nothing. The second Shavua, he was mosif and said, te'enim alone. Oh, so therefore now the Hadush is, if he ends up eating te'enim ba'anavim, he'll be hayab too. It'll be Hayab Te'inim Ba'anavim Mitam the first Shavua, and Hayab Mitam the second Shavua as well, because he put Te'inim alone. He's not being Mosif. The first, does not make a Shavua on the Shavua. The second Shavua is being Mosif on the first Shavua. That's she. Bottom line, Ba'afi line, Zimnin, the Mashkat, the Akbar, the Shavua Shlo, Chal, Aisim, the Shavua, Chal, Aisim, the Nohayab, Elah, Had Kedemot, the Rabba, the Amar Mo, Shavua Shlo, Chal, Te'inim Ba'anavim, Yahad, the Yom Echad. Avad teinim nechodayu ochal, but teinim alone, I'll eat. The Hazar Ramash was local teinim. The E Aba Ochem teinim alavim be yomechad, I am mechayev tarde. The E teinim alavim be one day mechayev two. The He Achad teinim mechayev a shivua batra. When he eats the first teina, it's chayev on the second shivua. When he eats the alavim, now it joins up to be mechayev on the first one. The He Adam Mashim the Barvim mechayev a kamaita. So comes the Gemara and says, Vachal teinim. Oh, now, let's say he ate te'enim b'shogeg. Like our story, continue the story over there. So he was over on the second Shavua. V'frish korban. So now he has to bring a korban olev yored. So he designated himself a korban olev yored. V'harkach akal anavim l'chodayu. And then he ate grapes. Once he ate the grapes, then he mechayev him on the first Shavua, because now he ate a combination of them. Ha'am yedu anavim hatsi shi'ur, v'ahatsi shi'ur lo mechayev korban. But that's the chiddush. That now when you ate the grapes, once you designated a korban, so it's like you're done on the te'enim, so to speak. I covered the te'enim, I separated the korban. When I eat the anavim, true, I went against my first Shavua now in the sense that I now ate te'enim and anavim, but I can't bring a korban for the anavim because that's hatsi shi'ur. And on hatsi shi'ur, I don't bring a korban. It's as if to say, my te'enim is done already. Because I have the korban already. I handle, put the korban on the side. So now what did I do now? I made half a sin. I ate half a shi'ur. Of my first Shavua, don't count these te'enim for the first Shavua. That te'enim I handled already with a korban on the side. So what did you do? You broke half your word of the first Shavua. That's called Hatsi Shi'ur. And Hatsi Shi'ur don't bring the Korban. How do you value Hatsi Shi'ur? The Hatsi Shi'ur lo mechayev Korban.
Korban's on the second swear.
You're right. I'm not saying. I'm saying two Korban you're not going to be Hayav. You're only Hayav one Korban. No, that's the whole point. She's a Te'enim. And I took that. I'm not fair. So I made the Shavua. I swear I'm not going to eat Te'enim. I separated the Korban. So now what? I ate alavim.
You're saying it's like you never ate it at that point?
Right. It's done. It's done. You handled that already. It's like you never ate it. You fixed it. So now you're eating alavim. You only did half the shivua of the first one. It's hatsi shi'ur. A hatsi shi'ur lo mevi korban. So it comes again what it says. Similarly, with that same logic, I'll go to the 10 case and the 9 case. Kigon. In that case, kigon namash vashu ochal esed. The hazar ba'amar shivua shlo ochal tesha. The akal tesha. V'frish korban v'ad achal asirid ha'ad asirid hafi shi'ur v'hafi shi'ur lo mechayev. Same case, I made a shavua on 10 and I made a shavua on 9. So what happened? He ate 9. Once he ate 9, he was over the second shavua. He was v'frish korban. And then he ate the 10th one. Once he eats the 10th one, that's considered hatsi shi'ur. It's not considered a full shi'ur, because the 9 already is considered handled. therefore, in that case, we said, we'll agree that you only bring one korban. She said, if I held, you always bring one korban. Well, we don't agree with it. We hold that 10 and 9, you bring two korban. But in a case like this, where you separated the korban and you did that whole business, so in that case, we'll agree that you'll bring one korban. Look at that. She eat top line, ba'achal te'inim, ba'alim shuwa harona, ve'fish korban ba'chazar ba'achal anavim, ba'alim shuwa rishona. You ate anavim. By mistake, the chivan shefrish korban ateinim is the case. Once you brought the korban or mafrish to korban for the teinim, tu lo mitzterfe anavim bahadayu. The anavim are not mitzterfe with those teinim. It's like those teinim are done. The chayumel shivata kamaita. Hakana mishivua shlo ochal eser. The hazar amal shlo ochal tesha. Machal tesha ye 8-9 vefrish korban. Machal vechal asrit avi la asrit asi shi'ur. We have chavtet amud rishon. Nu mishnah. Ezu hi shivuat shab. Okay. Till now we talked about Shivuat, it's called Shivuat Bitui Sfatayim. Now we talked about Shivuat Shav. Ezo hi Shivuat Shav. Deshma l'shanot et hayadua l'adam. You're swearing to change something that is obvious. Amar la'amut shel even, chooses shel zahav. Right, you said that the rock is gold. Ve'ala ish hu isha. Or a man is a lady. Ve'ala isha shehi ish. Good. Or nishba al davar she'i efshar lo. Or you made a shivua on something that is impossible. For example, imlo ra'iti gamal sheporeh ba'avir. I saw, well, see why it says imlo. As if he said, I saw a camel flying in the air. Here's your flying camel. We know that's impossible. Those are things, a flying camel. That's a shivua acham. Vimlo ra'iti nachash kikorat betabad. Oh, I didn't see a, we'll have to see why it says I didn't see. But as basically if it says, I saw a snake the size of Betabad, the olive press, that's the rock that they put on the olives in order to press them, which is humongous. I saw a snake that size. It's impossible to make such a thing. So that's what you watch. Amar the Aidim, if let's say he tells witnesses, Bo'i, Bo'u, Ba'iduni, Shivua, okay, Bo'u, Ba'iduni, come and give a testimony for me. Shivua, Shiloni Aidich. They make a Shivua, we swear we have no testimony. We're not coming to testify. Now that's a Bitul Mitzvah. Because the halacha says if they don't testimony, they have to come and testify. So they come along and say, we are not coming to testify. Nishba lebatel tamitzvah. That's considered nishba lebatel tamitzvah. And therefore, it's not considered a shivua. Because it's you can't go against the mitzvah. Shelo la'asot sukkah. All that's they make a shivua, not to sit in the sukkah. Veshelo litol. Interesting. Shelo la'asot sukkah. But that's really not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to make the sukkah. Even according to the Yerushalmi that says it's mitzvah to make a sukkah. But over here is talking about it's really sitting in the sukkah. But here you can bring it out. Yeah, that's mitzvah to make a sukkah. From the Ashur of the Mishmash, she's saying not to make the sukkah. Anyway, Mishnah liton lulav, or not to shake a lulav. Mishnah liach tefillin zui shivuat shav. This is shivuat shav. Shehayavim al zedonam makot. If you do it b'mezid, hayav makot. Ve'al shirigata patur. There's no korban on shivuat shav. It's only korban olev yivred on shivuat bitui sepatayim. Shivuat sheochal kikar zu. Shivuat shelo ochlena. Oh, now let's say make some two shivuot simultaneously. Shivuah she'ochal kikar zu. I swear I'm going to eat this. And then it says shivuah she'lo ochlena. Now the second shivuah already he cannot make because he made a shivuah that he is going to eat it. Now that becomes a mitzvah for him to eat it. So the second mitzvah cannot be between Sfatayim and Rabbi Shivuah Shav, the second shivuah, because it's a wasteful shivuah. So it says, Harishona shivuah between Vashiriyah shivuah Shav. The second one Shivuah Shav is a wasteful shivuah. He had no right to make such a shivuah. And therefore it says, Achla. Now let's say he ate the bread. Avar al Shivuah Shav. So if he ate it, he's over al Shivuah Shav. Because he's not over the first Shavuot, because the first Shavuot was Shavuot Shochal Kikarzu. So he ate it, but you were over on Shavuot Shav. Because you made a Shavuot as a Shavuot Shelo Ochlena. So you're over on the second one. However, Achla, I'm sorry, Lo Achla, but if you didn't eat it, over on Shavuot Bitui. If you didn't eat it, you're over on Shavuot Bitui. Because your Shavuot originally was what? I swear I'm going to eat it. So if you didn't eat it, you're over on Shavuot Bitui. Now the Gemara is going to ask, but you're over on Shavuot Shav also. Because bottom line, at the time that you made the second shiva, you all there immediately. When I make a shiva, I swear I'm going to eat. Correct? Once I make the second shiva, I swear I'm not going to eat. You're there on the spot. Whether you eat or not, yo, it's a shiva shav, because you made it after the first shiva. So why does the Mishnah say over here that in a case where he ate it, Right, Shibuah Shokal Kikar Zu, and then it says Achla, and he ate it. Abar Shibuah Shav, Lo Achla, if he didn't eat it, Abar Shibuah Bitui. You're not only over on Shibuah Bitui, Shibuah Bitui is I'm going to eat it. So when you don't eat it, you're over on the Shibuah Bitui, but you're over on Shibuah Shav also. The Shavuah Shav you omit immediately, not whether you eat it or not. The second a guy makes a Shavuah, I swear I'm going to eat this kikar. And then he says, I swear I'm not going to eat it. Be your omit Shavuah Shav right there. Because you couldn't make that Shavuah. Because once you made the first Shavuah, you omit it. So the Gemara is going to ask why it only said you hayav Shavuah bitui in the last case. The Gemara should be hayav both. Immediately. Right.
So
that's it.
So, but there's a separate time. After he ate it, now he's omit it again, he's saying.
Oh, but it's mashma that only one is going to be hayav. Lo akla, what do you want to say? Lo akla. I mean, before you shav already,
right.
And lo akla, we're tacking on the bitui. Good, good. So, Kamal Gemara says, Amar Ula, Vushenika leGimel Bnei Adam. That which we say Shavuot Shav, we learned this already. It's got to be recognizable to three people. As long as three people can identify it without a shadow of a doubt that this man is a man and not a lady, or this rock is a rock and not gold, then already it's considered Shavuot. It's got to be obvious to three people. Nishba adavar sheyefshar lo im lo ra'iti gamat poreh b'avitzis. I swear if I didn't see a camel flying in the sky, Shavuot sheyefshar lo ka'amar. My in lo ra'iti. The language of the Mishnah is funny. It should say, I swear I saw a camel flying in the sky. But the Mishnah language is that I didn't see a camel flying in the sky. Well, what's the language there? So Gemara says, Abayi amar, Tini Shavuot sheyefshar. Change the Mishnah. Shavuot sheyefshar gamat poreh b'avir. Rava amar beomer ye'asru kol perot shebaolam ala im lo ra'iti gamat poreh b'avir. Let the fruit become forbidden to all the fruit if I didn't see a camel flying in the sky. Which really means that he's saying he didn't see a camel flying in the sky. Amarin abin ala nabashe. Why is he lying? When the guy says camel flying in the sky, maybe don't be so literal in camel flying in the sky. Maybe he's talking like people talk, and he meant he saw a big bird or something like that. He says, "Oh, I saw a camel flying in the sky." Maybe he's not lying. He saw a big bird. And he called it a big camel. And he's making the Shavuot his lashon. Who told you that when you go after Shavuot, you go after the dictionary word? Maybe you go after the way people talk. And that's the way people talk. They exaggerate. They say, oh yeah, I saw a flying camel. He meant in his brain, in a flying camel, he saw a big bird. Maybe you're telling me this. You don't go after, maybe you're telling me, you go after his mouth. You don't go after what he was thinking. Maybe in the time of this, Shavuot, go after what the guy said. Bottom line, the guy said flying camel. Even though he meant a flying bird, we don't go with that. Maybe you're going to be strict and tell me, you go according to what the guy said. And since the words flying camel came out of his mouth, and there's no such thing as a flying camel, it's considered Shavuot. So if you want to tell me that, Tanya. Braita said, "Kishemashbi'in oto," when they bring somebody into Bedin. This is by Shavuot Hadayanim, when a guy's in court, right? So the court makes the guy swear. You know, you're telling the truth, all that stuff. So the court, before they make the guy swear on his testimony, they say, "Omrim lo, have yodaya, you should know, shelo al da'techa anachnu mashbi'im otcha." We're not making you swear on what you think you're saying, Ela al da'atenu v'al da'at bedin. But your Shavuah is on according to the way we understand it. Now, my tama, why do you got to make that whole introduction to the guy? Labi shum daminan dilma eskundre yahivle. Right, maybe, because this guy's coming along and saying, I paid him already. Right, guy, let's give a case. Guy goes, go, you owe $100. I paid him. So the Bedin says, listen, we're going to make you swear now that you paid, and know that the Shavuah is according to where we understand what you mean, not what you think you're meaning. Why? Because there's something that's called Eskundre. Eskundre is a piece of wood that the kids play with. It's also called Eskundre, it's called Zuzeh. So the guy's going to say, yeah, I gave him Zuzeh. And maybe before the court case, the guy gave him a piece of wood. And therefore, his brain, He says, I'm not lying. When I said I paid Zuzeh, he's thinking, yeah, I'm not lying. I paid Zuzeh. I gave him a skudre. I gave him a piece of wood. Says, what Beti does, listen, buddy. We're explaining Zuzeh not the way you think it in your head. Zuzeh is the way you said the word, the way we understand it. Now, because I'll say pshat like this. Because normally, when a person makes a shivua, it goes according to his thinking. And if I could tell you, maybe when the guy said a flying camel, it should be okay. That's why in a bet din, when the guy comes, you got to be specific and tell him, listen, it's not according to what you're thinking over here. It goes according to the way we understand you. But it means, generally speaking, it'll go after what the guy meant. From the fact that you see, we got to go out of our way to say, in this case, it doesn't go according to what you're thinking, buddy. Don't tell me the word Zuzeh and you're thinking it meant you gave him six. And now we're going to explain according to what we understand. Mashma, that in this case it doesn't go after what you're thinking, goes after what you're saying, but generally speaking you go after the guy's dad. So if that's the case, why are you punishing him on the flying camel? Maybe he meant it's a flying bird. And what I say is, no, that's not the pshat. Ata mishum kanya derava. Over there is a different reason. Because it was a story, famous story of Kanya the Rama. Really, I'll tell you, you go after his words. And when the guy says, Zuzeh, there's no she'ela that he means wood and all that stuff. And when he says flying camel, he means flying camel. So then what do you got to make the guy, just swearing according to the way we understand? Well, understand, we go after the words. He said he paid. Because it was a story in Rama's Bedin. A guy that came into the Beit Din, and guy brought into the Beit Din a stick, and the stick was hollow, and he put money in the stick, sealed it on top and the bottom. Before the case started, he told the litigant that was against him, do me a favor, could you hold my stick, please? And then Nava said, do you swear that you don't owe him money? I swear I paid him already, because he gave him the stick. So then after he says, give my stick back, please. He walked out. So then he realized that the money was in the stick. So that's what they mean. Listen, we're making you swear, not according to these tricks you're making over there. We're saying, did you pay him according to the way we understand, did you pay him? Not just holding your stick and things like that. But really, Zuzeh means Zuzeh. And flying camel means flying camel. It's just they did that to get around the trick of what this guy did. Look at that sheet. She tells you the story. Hata mishum kanya. Kanya's the stick, the rava. Now you always go after what he says. Because even if we go after what he says, he could trick us still. He gave the guy his stick. He put the money in the stick. He says, I swear I paid him back. And it happened. So then what Rava used to say to the people in the court, listen, I know you said the word Zuzeh, and I know Zuzeh means Zuzeh, but don't trick around over here. It means Zuzeh the way we understand it, that you didn't pay him yet. Not that you gave him a stick and all that stuff over there. Okay, so come see what I says. Tashima. Vechen matzinu kishishbiya Moshe et Yisrael. Oh, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the Jewish people swear that they're going to accept the Torah, not on the way what you're thinking when you're making the shivua, it's the way Borei Olam understands the al dati and me, the amai. Which means, why did he have to make this business over here? Lema lehu kayemu mai de amar elowa, which means okayemu. He should have just told them what. Accept upon yourselves the mitzvot. Which means, what did you have to say? Let them just say the word kayemu. What does kayemu mean? We accept. Or kayemu mai damar elowa. Accept what God says. What did he have to tell them? I understand it. He could have just said very simple. Say the following words. Kayemu, we are going to fulfill mai damar elowa, what God said. Ela must be really because those words can be explained differently. Which means, because what? He thought that could be referring to Avodat Kochavim, that she says, Umasku Neshima Eloah. They're calling Avodah Zarah Eloah. So therefore, what do you see? That really the words mean nothing. It goes according to what they're thinking. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, hey, I'll be a wise guy. You're explaining the word Eloah the way I understand it, not the way you understand it. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the Jewish people, you better accept upon yourself the mitzvot and all this business according to the way I understand it, according to the way God understands it. What do you got to do that for? Just let them say. In explanation, it's because what could it, they said, we accept whatever Eloah says. You accept whatever Eloah says. What's the matter with that? Oh, because Eloah can mean Avodah Zarah. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, not the way you're saying it. Not what you're thinking. Ela according to my da'at. Ela what? Must be all over the place. You go according to what they're thinking. But in this case over here, he didn't want to do that. Back to the camel case. And then for the camel case, why are you telling me that he's chayav? Could be they were thinking of a flying bird. So Gemara says, no. Mishum da avodat kochavim nami ikre Eloah. Yechtiv Eloah chesed Eloah zahav. Now, the reason why I couldn't tell him, say that you accept everything Eloah says, is because Eloah is Avodah Zarah. Eloah is called Avodah Zarah. And if we couldn't have told them those words, if they would say, Kayimu ma she'amar Eloah, the word Eloah refers to Avodah Zarah, because it's Eloah chesed v'Eloah zahav. So that's why I had to say, even though you're saying the words Eloah, and Eloah means Avodah Zarah, but you have to explain it according to da'ati. Really, you go after the words. Really, you go after the words. But the word Eloah is Avodah Zarah. That's what we should have been right, according to my understanding. Torah. So very simple. Why don't Moshe Rabbeinu just tell the people to say the following words? Kayemu Torah. Accept Torah. Don't say the word Eloah. Then she says, Velemalu kayemu Torah v'yashpi ayim al ken. Lav mishum demaskad atayu averot v'karalu Torah u'mishtabe ad atayu. Right? Which means like this. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them Torah? Why don't you just tell me simple? Kayimu Torah. Because Torah could mean law. Accept the law. Which law? I'll tell you, their own law. The law, that, not the law of God, the law of whatever. Torah is a law. So therefore, you know, you see from over here that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have told them Kayimu Torah, because you go according to what they're thinking. And what they're thinking would have been bad. But you see, generally speaking, what? You go after the guys. Da'at. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have told them Kayimu Torah, even though if you go after the words, Torah's Torah. But what? Since they could have been thinking Torah, I mean, I'm going after a different law. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have told them that. Well, you see, generally speaking, you go after what the guy's thinking. Similarly, by the flying camel, you go after what the guy's thinking. Gemara says, Hada Torah. There, if they would have said Torah, it's not a good thing to tell them. Because we have two Torahs. By saying Kayimu Torah, there's only one Torah. So that wasn't even an option for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them. Because Torah is not so. You need, there's two Torahs. Comes Gemara and says, that they were thinking. He couldn't have told them the word Torah because Torah, there's only one Torah. It's not a good thing for him to say. Even if you could tell me, you should have told him Torah, it wasn't an option. It wasn't an option. V'dema Kayimu Shte Torot. So Moshe Rabbeinu should have told them very simple. Accept upon yourself two Torot. Gemara says, Torat Chatat, Torat Asham. Torat, two Torot, I can mean the Torah of the Asham and Torah of the Chatat. It's two laws in the Torah. So that wasn't an option either. Kayemu Kola Torah Kula. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu just tell them very simple? Kayemu Kola Torah Kula. Fulfill the whole Torah. So it says, Avodat Kukavim. I can say that maybe that's referring to Avodat Kukavim. Damar Mor, Hamura Avodat Kukavim, Shekola Kofir Bak Kamode, Bechol HaTorah Kula. Avodah Zarah is very strict. That anybody that's kofir in Avodah Zarah, it's like he kept the whole Torah. So it could be if the Jewish people would have said, we accept the whole Torah, it means we accept the one mitzvah. We accept the Avodah Zarah, which is connected to the whole Torah. So that wasn't an option either. Velemalu kayimu mitzvah. Let Moshe Rabbeinu tell them, we accept mitzvah. Well, mitzvah is not good. Hada mitzvah kayimu. That means we're only accepting one mitzvah. Mitzvot. That mitzvot is tarte. mitzvot, it was only the only 72 mitzvot. Kol mitzvot kulan. Let Moshe Rabbeinu tell them all the mitzvot we accept. No good. Mitzvah tzitzit. Maybe he's referring to mitzvah tzitzit. The Amar Mor, shekulam mitzvah tzitzit keneged kol mitzvot kulan. The mitzvah tzitzit is keneged all the mitzvot. So therefore, you couldn't tell them that. Get the gist of what we're trying to do over here. Don't lose the thought of it. What are we doing? What do we care what Moshe Rabbeinu would have told them to say? It sounds like this. You are telling me when a guy swears in our Mishnah, a flying camel. Would you tell me the din of flying camel? Hayav. So we're asking why? Because you go after what he says. What do you mean you go after what he says? Why do you go after what he says? Let's go after what he was thinking. And what he was thinking could be as a flying bird. And therefore he should be patur. And the Gemara wants to bring a ra'ayah to this. Gemara says, it's true that you go after what you're thinking. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told the Jewish people to receive the Torah, he told them, swear to me that what? Swear to me that you're accepting upon yourself the law according to the way I think and according to the way Borei Olam thinks. Al-da'ati v'al-da'at ha-makom. Which means what? Because they would have said a word, and what? In their mind they'd be thinking something else. Where generally we go after what they're thinking. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu had to be specific. Because normally you don't go after what they say. So the Gemara says, and I'll prove it to you. Because the Jewish people, let's say they, let's go to the last one. Moshe Rabbeinu could have told them what? Accept upon yourself the mitzvot. All the mitzvot. Right? Why couldn't that be enough? Ela wouldn't have been enough because in their minds they're thinking kol mitzvot means what? Tzitzit. Which is going to get kol mitzvot. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to come along and say, al dati. So you see why you go after what they're thinking. Which is all these cases over here that they say, well, they said, okay, you should have told them, accept upon yourself Torot. Torot wouldn't mean good either. Because Torot, in their mind, they're thinking what? Torot Hatat and Torot Hashem. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, what? Make sure it's according to the way I understand. But you see what? Generally speaking, you go after what's in the mind. And all these cases over here. Now, how do you know, by the way, that Amodah Zarah is considered like the whole Torah, and Tzitzit is considered like the whole Torah? So let's read that Rashi over there. Chamura avodat kuchavim dechtiv kabe avodat kuchavim vechit tishvu v'lo tasu et kol mitzvot ha'ele. Okay, it refers to avodat zara kol ha'mitzvot, it says the pasuk. Shikula mitzvah sisit kechol ha'mitzvot dechtiv uschartem et kol mitzvot ha'shem. All look at this here. Gematria shela, the gematria of sisit is how much? 600 ushmona chotin, there's 8 strings, v'hamisha kesharim and 5 knots, and yud gimel, so that's 613. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu tell them very simple? Kayemu 613 mitzvot. That's it. It's ironclad. You should have just told them, keep the 613 mitzvot. Now, if you would have told them that, there's no other way to misinterpret. Then he wouldn't have to tell them, al da'ati, al da'at makom. Just very clear. Go after what they're saying. There's no way to misinterpret the 613. So the Gemara says, "V'le'tamech lema lehu al da'ati, al da'at makom namari." According to you, what did he have to say, al da'ati, al da'at makom? Why was it enough just to tell the people, make the shavua according to the way I understand? Which means, if you want to say, according to your shita, you want to prove that, why do you go after the da'at of the guy? You want to say it's what the guy's thinking. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu needed to get out of that, because they could have been thinking of something else. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say, swear al da'ati v'al da'at makom? Just say al da'ati, what I'm thinking. What do you have to add? Da'at makom. So Gemara says, v'le'tamech kod you, that says you go after the thinking, le'malu al da'ati al da'at makom namali, ela ki echi delo teve hafara l'shuat ayu. The reason why he said al da'ati v'al da'at makom, so they would not be able to get out of it. Because once you make a shavuah al da'at rabin, when the shavuah is made al da'at many people, in this case God is considered an entity, and Moshe Rabbeinu is an entity, that's like making a shavuah on the da'at of the rabin. Such a shavuah does not have an ability to be broken. Which means, really, I'll tell you, that what you go after what the people say. And therefore, what they say, not what they're thinking. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu could have told them all these different languages. Torot, he could have told them Mitzvot, because it goes what they said. I know Torah, they would think it's to see, I don't care what they're thinking. Also, if it goes after what they say, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to start saying Al Da'atim, Al Da'at Makom? Not to get out of what they were thinking. Their thinking means nothing. Just like when the guy's a flying camel, I don't care what he was doing. It goes after what he said. So why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to say Al Da'atim, Al Da'at Makom in order to lock him in? Because once it's Al Da'atim, Al Da'at Makom, they cannot get out of the Shibu'ani. Now they're locked in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can't go now and make Hafarah and Darim on that Shibu'ani that they made to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, that's why in the Mishnah, when it says Gamal Poreyah, he indeed is going to be Hayab. And we're not going to say maybe he meant a flying bird. Right? The guy says another shivacha. I saw a snake the size of the betabad. Like the size of the olive press stone. Why? You don't have a snake like that? There was a snake. In the Tamar Shivur Malkava had the ahazik, it was so big. It was so great that she says, "Maleh 13 orvot susim teben." It filled the space of 13. They call it orvot bins of hay or straw.
Stables.
Shaya boleya bnei adam. So to swallow humans. ועשו חבילות תבן ונתנו בהם בהמות וחיות וגחלי אש תמונים בהם ובלעם. Wow, the whole story over here. They made whole bales of hay and they put over there behemot and chayot and fire in the hay. They wanted to kill the snake, so they put the fire in the hay, in the bales of hay, and they put these animals and stuff like that ובלעם. And when he swallowed it, what happened? The fire went in his stomach. Okay, point is, the thing was humongous. So what are you telling me that it's a Shivachat? In the times of Shmuel Malka, you had this humongous snake. Amashuel Bitaruf. It's talking about it spotted. She says, Adika Markekorat Betabad. Just like the stone on the Betabad has like cracks. Saying he saw a snake that has cracks on it. Its skin is like, has the cracks like the rocks. So the Gemara says, they all look like that. Every snake has cracks in it. Gemara says, the cracks are usually by the neck of the snake. He's saying he saw it on the back of the snake. And on the back of the snake, it doesn't exist. Okay, that she says, "B'shigabo nishbar sheyatru b'shigabo ve'en nachash asui be'harachad habarborot ela b'gronov." Habarborot is like really spots and things like that. Really, spots are on the neck, not on the back. Okay, shivua sheochal kikar zu shivua shelo ochelim. Okay, what was the case in the Mishnah? Shivua sheochal kikar zu shivua shelo ochelim. So the first shivua is called bitui, and the second shivua is called shivua shav. So we said, if he didn't eat it. Sorry, if he ate it, so then he fulfilled his first Shavuah, and he's only going to be Oved on Shavuot Shav. But if he didn't eat it, so then he's Oved on Shavuot Bitui. So the Gemara says, "Hashta mishum Shavuot Bitui mechayev, mishum Shavuot Shav lo mechayev. Hare yatzta Shavuot Shav leShavuot Shav." It came out of his mouth. The second Shavuot came out of his mouth, he was lying. Once I say Shavuot Sheochal, and then I say Shavuot Shelo Ochal, immediately I'm over the Shavuacha. So therefore, even if I eat, I'm still over the second Shavuacha Ochal. Because the second I made it, I was over. So Yabra says, I'm going to be mere tini af al Shavuat Bitui. Now you're also over on Shavuat Bitui. Shavuacha, sure you're over. How does even Shavuat Bitui? Okay, let's push another pedic. Shavuat Bitui. This Shavuat Bitui, no heged ba'anashim u'banashim. Okay. It applies to both men and women. Bekirovim uberhokim, relatives and non-relatives. I mean, if you made a shivuah regarding a relative, I'm going to give my relative something. I'm not going to give a stranger something. Doesn't matter. Bekirovim uberhokim, בקשרים פסולים. It doesn't matter if the guy who makes the shivuah between kasher or pasul. So that doesn't matter in the shivuah. Even if he's kosher or not kosher, b'fnei bedin v'shelo b'fnei bedin. I don't care whether he was in court or he made the shivuah on the street. Mepi atzmo, and he made it on himself. He has to make it himself. V'hayavim azedonam makot v'shigata kol ba'an olav yored. We saw this many times. If he does the bitui b'mezid, he's hayav malkut. If he does it b'shogig, he's hayav kol ba'an olav yored. Shivuat shav, that's the shivuat shav we learned in the last Mishnah. Noheged ba'anashim u'banashim. It applies to men and ladies. Barachokim v'kerobim, relatives or not relatives. He swears on a non-relative, I swear that that guy is a lady. Or on his relative, I swear the lady is a man. Doesn't matter. The hakim kerubim, the kishirim upesum. I don't care if the guy makes the shivuah chav is kasher or pasul. Befnei bedin v'shelo befnei bedin u'piatzmo. I don't care if in front of bedin or not, but it's talking about where he made the shivuah himself. The hayavim azedonam makot v'ashigrata patur. The shivuah chav v'inu bemezid yahayav makot v'inu b'shvig yahayav. Nothing. There's no korban on shivuah chav. Achadzu v'achadzu amushpa mepi acherim hayav. Good. Both these cases, if somebody else caused you to swear, you're going to be hayav. For example, the case would be like this: Lo achalti ayom, lo enachti tefillin ayom. I said, I didn't wear tefillin today, or I didn't eat today. Mashbi'achani. So the other guy's friend tells him, do you swear? Ve'amar amen, and he says amen hayav. Finished hayav. So you don't have to actually make the shivuah as long as you answered amen. Because somebody else that said, do you swear, is going to be hayav. Let's just read Rashi on the Mishnah. Nuheged banashim u'banashim. Now, I don't know why the Mishnah has to make a hadur. Well, why shouldn't I think shivuah doesn't apply to a lady? So Rashi says, mishum deba'el emiti b'shivuah ta'edut. And the next chapter is going to say, banashim velo banashim. Shivuah ta'edut is a shivuah that witnesses make. Right? When a witness comes, I swear I don't know testimony. Right? That's what he avot from the Torah. That only applies to witnesses. Only a man can be a witness. So therefore, since shivuah ta'edut doesn't apply to ladies, so we're saying that these shivuot do apply to ladies. And she says again, and again, also when it comes to shivuah ta'edut, you can only testify that you don't know testimony for strangers that are not related to you. But you can't be an aid for someone that's related to you. So therefore, that shivuah only applies to the hakim, not for kirubin. And for that matter, you can't be pasul either. You have to be kasher le'aydut. So therefore, since over there it's rather than we're making restrictions, over here is telling you that the laws don't apply. I'm going to give this stranger that's not related to me a gift that she wants to be doing. Bekesherim le'aydut, because now I'm going to kasher le'aydut. Shemotzihu shivuah mepi. If he has to utter the shivuah from his mask, kedichtiv. As long as he says amen, that's also like it's coming out of his mouth. By saying amen, it's like he said it himself. But if he didn't say amen, he's patur. He says like this: I ate today. Do you swear today? I'm telling you, I ate today. That's not going to say anything. Until he says amen. When you say amen, it's like he actually said the shivuah himself. But just repeating akalti is not considered a shivuah. Good? Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Amar Shuwet, Kol ha'oneh amen achar shivuah, kemotzi shivuah bepiv damen. Anybody that says amen after a shivuah, do you swear? Or you swear that you ate today? Amen. It's like you actually did the shivuah. How do we know that from the sotah? Tichtiv amra isha, amen, amen. The Kohen tells the lady of Sotah, do you swear that you weren't with this guy and you didn't do anything with this guy? Amra isha, amen, amen. Right? By saying amen, it's like she actually made the shivuah. Amen on the shivuah, amen on the kilala. And she's accepting upon herself the shivuah and the curse also that comes with it. And she says, kimotzi shivuah mepiv lechol davar. Right, which is ben even on shivuah ta'edut. Do you swear? You're swearing. We're swearing, making you swear that you don't know testimony about this guy. I guess amen. Give me on shivuah ta'edut as well. Amen is like you made a shivuah. Yes. Okay. This thing of the amen. It has to be so that amen is like you said the shivuah, and I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah and the Braita, because we're going to bring a stira from the Mishnah and the Braita, and the way we're going to answer it is one case where he said amen and one case where he didn't say amen. Let's go. Diktani
Shivuat Ha'edut. Okay, that's the next Mishnah. Shivuat Ha'edut. That's talking about a Shivuah of testimony in Beit Din. Where he's saying, I swear I don't know testimony for you. Now, Halakha says, if you know testimony, you have an obligation to testify. When you swear that you don't know testimony, you do know, you have Shivuat Ha'edut. So Shivuat Ha'edut, Nuheged Ba'anashim Velo Ba'anashim. Like we learned today, that can only apply to men, not ladies, because ladies cannot be witnesses. But Chokim Velo Ba'kerubim, because you can't testify anyway against relatives, because that's a law from the Torah. Bekishini velo bepasul. You have to be kasher. You can't be pasul, because a pasul is not kasher to be a witness anyway. Be'ena noheget ela beruyi la'id. Okay, it has to be also ra'uy la'id. I don't know what that is. Ra'uy la'id, as opposed to a king. A king is not allowed to be a witness. So even though he's kasher, he's a tzaddik, this is against the Torah, a king cannot be, it has to be ra'uy. Ubefne betin, v'shelo befne betin. Ah, Shivuat Ha'edut according to this shita applies whether he said it in court or even outside of court. Mipi atzmo, whether you made the shiva yourself, umipi achirim. Good. Or let's say others caused you to make the shiva. Enam hayavim ad shichberu bahem bebedin. Devrei Rabbi Meir. What does that mean? Nashi. Ad shichberu bo bebedin. Dichtiv, im lo yagid, it says, im lo yagid, if you don't give testimony, in a place where testimony is normally given, where is testimony normally given? In Beit Din. And the pasuk is talking about over there, where others cause you to swear. Kedichtiv, v'shama'a kol ala, ava bepi atzmot ben bebeit din, ben shelo bebeit din, hayavi, which means, Rabbi Meir has a shita like this, from pesukim. When you're making the Shivuat Ha'edut, swear yourself, it doesn't matter if it's in Beit Din or it doesn't matter if it's outside of Beit Din. But when others are making you do the Shivuat Dafka in Beit Din, it works. Hatush, accept it. Again, there's two ways you can make the Shivuat Ha'edut. I swear I don't know testimony. Or others can come along and say, you swear that you don't know what testimony for this guy? And the guy says, yeah, I swear it, I'm in. So the Rebbe makes a Ha'edut. If you're saying the Shiva yourself, I don't care where you made the Shiva. Even if you made the Shiva on the street, in front of two people, because the Shiva Ha'edut is going to be Hayab. But if others are making you make the Shiva, that only is called Shiva Ha'edut if you did it in the Beit Din itself. Good? Okay, let's go to Pesukim. Continue. Yamara says, V'tanya, that's the Mishnah, by the way. Now we get to the Beraita. V'tanya b'Beraita, Shiva Ha'edut Kirzat. Give me a case of Shiva Ha'edut. Amar La'idim. He told witnesses, Bo'u va'iduni, come and testify for me. Shivua she'en anu yudim necha edut. I swear, we swear, we don't know testimony. Or she'amru, en anu yudim necha edut. Well, they didn't say, I swear, they just said, listen, we don't know testimony. Mashbiya ani alehim. So now the guy says, oh, you swear? Or I'm going to make you swear for this. Amru amen. And they say, amen. Ben bifne bedin, ben shelo bifne bedin, ben mepi atzmo, ben mepi achirin. Kivan shekafru ben chayvim derer bimeir. Here it says, others made him make the shivuah. Others said, do you swear? And the guy said, amen. And then you tell me, even if it's done outside of Beit Din, what are you talking to me? You just told me when the others are making you make the swear, it's got to be dafka in Beit Din. Now you're telling me even outside of Beit Din. What's different?
The difference is he doesn't know testimony.
No, same case. Do you swear you know testimony?
Same case.
Do you swear? Oh, he says, I don't know testimony. Do you swear you don't know testimony? Same point. He's lying in the bottom line. Well, you swear you do know testimony. Bottom line, he's lying on the fact that he knows testimony. But bottom, your rule was to be me here. Outside of Beit Din. Outside of Beit Din. When you're swearing on your own, it can be done b'fne Beit Din, b'fne Beit Din. But when you're being sworn by other people, it doesn't work outside of Beit Din. And here it says it's okay. So the Gemara says, Kashya nahadadi. Ela lav shma mina ha de ana amen ha de lo ana amen shma mina. So the answer is whether he answered amen or not. If he answered amen, that's like he said it himself, and therefore even outside of Beit Din it's okay, because like you did it yourself. But when you didn't answer amen, that's when the Bimeir says it's got to be done in Beit Din, because that's considered mushba me'ahalim. When somebody tells you, do you swear and you answer Amen, that's not considered Mushba Ma'arim. That's like you made the Shiva yourself. Saying Amen is like you said, I swear that I don't know testimony. In the second case, he's saying Amen. That's why it can be done even outside of Beit Din. Because like he swore himself. In the first case, he's not saying Amen. Yeah, I accept. He didn't say the word Amen. Okay.
He didn't keep sounds.
Yes, there's something. I accept. Can. Okay. Alright, I concur. Exactly. Something like that. Exactly. Okay, so what do you see from over here? The Amen. You see the Amen. When you answer Amen, it's like you did it yourself. Last point of the Gemara. Amar Ravina Mesheme Deravam Nitin Dehachaname Daika. This law is also Meduyeket from our Mishnah Dekatani Shvuat Bitui Noheget Banashim Ubanashim. ברחוקים ובקרובים בקשרים ובפסולים בפני בית דין ושלא בפני בית דין מפי עצמו. Said, when you're making the Shavua yourself on Shavuot Bitui, whether you're in Beit Din, whether you're not in Beit Din. So Gemara says, that what? That Dafka, when you're making the Shavua yourself, then we say, in. Then we say whether it's in front of Beit Din or whether it's not in front of Beit Din. Mipi Ahirim, no. But it's mashba that if others are making you make the Shavua, only in front of Beit Din it's going to work. We're making a diyuk from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said when you're making the Shavua yourself, ben bifnei Beit Din, ben shelo bifnei Beit Din. But it's mashma implication that if you're not making the Shavua yourself, if others are making you make the Shavua only in front of Beit Din. But we have a problem. Biketani Sefa, but the end of our Mishnah said, Ze vaze. Whether it's Shavua Bitui, or whether it's Shavua Shav, Mushba, Mipi, Achirim, Hayav. No matter where it's mashma. So make up your mind. Kashana Adani. See what I says? Ela Lashma, Mina Hadana Amen, Hadilo Ana Amen. When you answer Amen, it's like you said it yourself. And therefore, even outside of Beit Din, it's going to be okay. That which we said, that's Dafka in Beit Din, made an answer Amen. Because that's like, it's not like you said it. Get the point. When you say Amen, it's like you said it. Comes Gemara and concludes, Ve'ela Shemuel, Maika Mashmala, which means, if it's Beferush and Al-Mishnah, this concept. If the only way to learn our Mishnah is by making this chiluk of Amen and not Amen, what was Shmuel in the beginning of the Gemara coming along and saying in the opening line? Of course it has to be like that. You see from our Mishnah that when you say Amen, it's like you said it. He's just pointing out the diyuk of our Mishnah. He's trying to say from our Mishnah you see this. Because the beginning of the Mishnah is Master Dafka in Beit Din. And from the end of the Mishnah, it's much more even outside of Beit Din. So the Shmuel is saying, you know, you learn from our Mishnah. That's his hadush. From the Mishnah, you see that when you say Amen, it makes all the difference. Rashi, last Rashi of the Perek. Dukiyad the Matniti, the diyuk of the Mishnah, kamash malan. Ashmeinan the Dafka tenam epi atzmo. When it said Shavuot Bitui b'fnei atzmo. בשמת ביטוי אבל מפי אחרים פטור ודקטן עם מניטין ספר חצוף וחצוף מושפע מפי אחרים חייב דווקא בענו אמן. That when it said even outside of Beit Din באחרים is talking about where he answered אמן תנאה כתכן ואמרו אמן תלו תמה אורחד המתקב. Don't think it just said דרך אגב, which means when it says in the Mishnah, this is his point, I'm just saying his point out clearly. When it says in the Mishnah Ve'amar Amen, don't think that that Ve'amar Amen that's said in the Mishnah is not Dafka. No, Amen is key. Because to make it like he's doing it himself, you gotta say Amen. And that's the only case where we'll say it works outside of Beit Din. So what's this, Yehudush? When it says Amen in that Mishnah, don't think Ve'amar Amen. But it doesn't matter. No, it matters. Because that Amen makes like he did it himself. And that's why it works out of Beit Din. But if he didn't say Amen, then I'm sorry, it's only going to work in Beit Din when he's Mushba al yedei acharim. Adran alach, Shivuot, Shekai.